With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Michigan is one of the states where the 2020 election polls were way off. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton is touring the Blue Wall battleground states.
4 years ago, the final polling averages had Donald Trump losing Michigan by up to 7 percentage points. But his support was undercounted, and in the end, he lost the state by only 2.8%. This time, Trump is in a much closer contest against Kamala Harris, and the accuracy of the poll numbers is an open question. But South Central Michigan shouldn't be a problem for Trump. GOP roots run deep here in Jackson County, the site of the first official Republican Party meeting in 1854. It's a county Trump won by 19 points last time. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Jackson, Michigan.
Political commentator Ben Domenech says a big increase in early voting by Republicans this year shows the party has adjusted to changing times.
What I extrapolate from it is that people have taken a lesson from the last midterm election that they needed to take much earlier.
Domenech told the Salem Radio Network, although many Republicans hope to return to a simpler one-day election process, they know it's important to try and win this election by the current rules. America's employers added just 12,000 jobs in October.
It's a total that economists say was held down by the effects of strikes and hurricanes that left many workers temporarily off payrolls. Last month's hiring gain was down significantly from the 223,000 jobs that were added in September. But economists have estimated that Hurricanes Helene and Milton, combined with strikes at Boeing and elsewhere, had the effect of pushing down net job growth by tens of thousands of jobs in October.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports that the unemployment rate held steady at 4.1%. This is SRN News. The national religious broadcasters are encouraging you to turn out and vote this year.
The organization is flooding the airwaves and social media with a series of public service announcements designed to get Christians to the polls on Election Day. The spots feature evangelical leaders such as John MacArthur, David Jeremiah, and Robert Jeffress, and are aimed at the millions of believers whom statistics indicate are liable to sit out this election. Experts point out that mobilizing just a portion of these people would change the outcome of the vote. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In West Texas, one city has banned men from using female restrooms and locker rooms. Members of the Odessa City Council have expanded a 1989 ordinance that prohibits individuals from entering restrooms of the opposite sex. The 5-2 vote came following an emotionally charged exchange between residents and city leaders, with city council members arguing that the ordinance would protect Odessans and their families. This is SRN News. Is tampering with the history of a president's remarks a violation of federal law? That's what some are asking after reports the White House altered the record of President Biden's remark this week, calling Trump supporters garbage.
According to two U.S. government officials and an internal email obtained by the Associated Press, White House press officials altered the official transcript of a call in which President Joe Biden appeared to take a swipe at supporters of Donald Trump. Biden was responding to racist comments at a Trump rally by a comic who referred to Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage. Biden, in condemning the demonization of Latinos, said Trump's supporters are garbage. The altered transcript inserted an apostrophe, making it seem Biden was referring only to a single supporter, the comic. An email says the change was made after the press office conferred with the president. I'm Norman Hall.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.